This past Saturday was cool and drizzly, but that didn't stop organizers and about 30 volunteers of the first Saturday cleanup from showing up at Santa Rosa's Olive Park. Their main goal? To pick up as much trash as they can from the Santa Rosa Creek. Organizer Stephanie Lennox talks to the volunteers before sending them out.
As a general rule of thumb, if you see anything that's too gross and your internal gross radar goes off, we don't want you to pick that up.
And after handing out gloves, trash bags, and pickers, they're off. Co-founder of the monthly event, Stan Gao, says there's always been a need for cleanup along the creek.
We have this creek that runs through Santa Rosa. That's beautiful. And there's wildlife, but it's underutilized and abused a bit.
At first glance, the creek does look serene and beautiful, but look a little closer.
Right there, we've got a hula hoop in the tree.
That's organizer Stephanie Lennox again. Looking from here, there's like bits of plastic bags, it looks like, the hula hoop. There's that coat.
Yeah.
That looks like a folding chair. Lennox says the amount of debris found in the creek is an indicator of how much trash we create in our daily lives.
When you look at the land around all of our creeks, you see that we have lots of trash in our lives. And so the amount of trash in the creek is simply reflecting back to us how much disposable, single-use trash we have in our lives.
Lennox says how much trash is picked up varies month to month. But she's expecting more this month thanks to this winter's heavy rainfall.
The high flows are able to transport a lot of water very quickly. It's also able to transport a lot of trash very quickly.
The first Saturday cleanup is part of a larger creek stewardship program from the city of Santa Rosa. In 2016, over 1,000 cubic yards of trash was removed from city creeks, according to a report. NOAA fisheries biologist Dan Logan says this effort, along with building up wildlife habitat, has brought some surprises to the creek, spawning steelhead trout.
So that's pretty cool. And then we have other fish in here, like the tule perch, that the variety is from the Russian River and found nowhere else. And both of those fish are found right here.
Mother and daughter cleanup crew Jess and Gwen Rose are volunteering for the first time.
We found a lot of cigarette butts.
A lot of candy wrappers, too, we found.
Also a lot of beer cans, too.
Both say they'd like to do this again.
Just to see, like, the beautiful, like, the dragon mural was pretty cool to see, and all the plants and wildlife, and it's kind of a fulfilling feeling to, like, clean up and be able to help out.
And organizer Stephanie Lennox hopes more volunteers like the Roses will take away a sense of environmental ownership with the Santa Rosa Creek.
We're trying to make the quality of this creek better, and that means we're going to be making the quality of the habitat that's better here for other creatures we share the world with, and it's also going to improve the quality of the water, which ultimately, as it flows downstream to the Russian River, is where we all pull our drinking water out of, and so it's a complete cycle when you're in here caring for it like we are together.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.